North State Public Radio. I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Tuesday, July 9th. The Thompson Fire in Butte County is now 100% contained. The announcement was made in a YouTube video yesterday by CAL FIRE, Butte County Fire Chief Garrett Scholand, and Sheriff Corey Honey.
Although there was damage and destruction as a result of this fire, I think this could have been much, much worse had it not been for their quick response.
Honey said firefighters, law enforcement, and residents were all critical to helping with the incident.
When we issue evacuation warnings or orders, we do so because we genuinely believe that the public is at risk. And it only works when people heed those warnings and when they do the things that we ask them to do to make themselves safe.
Due to this year's fire outlook, he says Butte County communities should be ready to evacuate again.
So with that in mind, I want you to, one, know your zone, be prepared if you have to evacuate, pay attention to what we're saying, heed those warnings, and go when we ask you to go.
About 16,000 people were evacuated from the Thompson Fire. Its cause is still under investigation. And fire survivors now have a hotline they can call to get information about resources. The Butte County Department of Employment and Social Services says it activated the line to support residents impacted by recent fires, including the Thompson Fire. The dedicated resource line aims to assist those whose homes have been damaged or destroyed. Residents can get information about housing assistance, financial aid, and emotional support. The hotline is available from 8 in the morning to 5 in the evening. Find the number at mynspr.org. And 95% of wildland fires in California are caused by people, according to statistics from CAL FIRE. Some are deliberately set. Others are unintentional. Last week, a contractor in Shasta County was cited after CAL FIRE officials said his equipment started ablaze. A man was arrested last month after officials said he ignited a fire in Shasta County while mowing weeds. Butte County District Attorney Mike Ramsey says his office takes these cases seriously.
You're very quick to pull the trigger on that because fire in this area is a number one concern. That type of activity will get you jail or prison.
Under the California Penal Code, a person found guilty of recklessly causing a fire that burns any structure, forest land, or property may be charged with a felony or misdemeanor depending on the degree of damage. That could result in a prison sentence of up to 6 years. According to the CAL FIRE incident page, the state has seen nearly 3,500 fires this year, covering nearly 170,000 acres. And nearly 140,000 Californians visited the hospital because of extreme heat in the last decade, according to a new report released from the state's insurance department. The research came as several regions across the state recently shattered temperature records. CalMatters' Olivia Zhao has the details.
The first-of-its-kind report looked at the human and economic consequences of extreme heat events in California between 2013 and 2022. In addition to the hundreds of thousands of hospital visits, tens of thousands went to the emergency room and hundreds died. Low-income communities of color, especially Black, Native American, and Hispanic Californians, have been disproportionately affected by extreme heat events. The events cost the state nearly $8 billion in everything from lost wages to agricultural disruptions and power outages. The report recommends expanding investment in disaster planning, but the recently finalized state budget slashes more than $100 million in funding for programs that address extreme heat.
That was CalMatters' Olivia Zhao. And moving to state legislative news, California students may soon learn more about managing their money. The governor's office reports that a bill signed by Governor Gavin Newsom June 29th will require students to take a personal finance class. According to the bill's text, AB 2927 will fund a commission to develop the curriculum. Schools will then need to offer the course by 2027, and it becomes a graduation requirement in 2030. And finally, Californians will vote this November on 10 statewide ballot measures. Voters will decide on issues like funding for climate resiliency and affordable housing and raising the state's minimum wage. Three measures would expand the state's funding and ability to borrow money in the future, according to reporting by the Associated Press. Proposition 2 would ask voters to allow California to borrow $10 million for public school construction and repairs. The majority of the money would go to elementary and secondary schools. Proposition 4 would allow the state to borrow another $10 billion for climate programs, specifically to improve drinking water conditions. Finally, Proposition 5 would make it easier for local governments to borrow money for public infrastructure and affordable housing. The AP reports other propositions would ask voters to raise the state's minimum wage from $16 an hour to $18 an hour. The last day to register to vote in this general election is October 21st. And those are your headlines for Tuesday, July 9th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Norgrove.